The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, I always love being, I guess, introduced like that, the best of both alternative and conventional medicine. And I'll tell you why. Conventional Western medicine, I think, has its place. And then alternative, I guess that's the term we use, because everything else that we talk about is alternative to that, because it certainly has been the gold standard in our conventional Western insurance-based society. But I am so lucky every week to have my friend Ray Dustar with me to kind of talk about things in a different way, and I guess in a more alternative way. So Ray, I want to welcome you back and thank you always for being here, and just ask, how the heck are you?
I appreciate it. It's good to be back. I'm good. You know, it's like everybody else. You get up every day and you try to, you know, figure out how to make a contribution to this world and work on things that you're passionate about, and that's definitely, you know, how I've been leading my life, which is great. Today, you know, I wanted to talk about something that is a very personal subject to me, and that is autoimmune diseases. And it's personal because, you know, I had one. I had something that happened to me back in 2005, 2006. And it's very interesting the way you started the segment, you know, conventional and alternative. And at the end of the day, there really is a place for, you know, both in all of our lives and really in society in general. And with my autoimmune situation, it was something that when I went to my dermatologist, and I'll tell you guys what happened. Basically, I came down with vitiligo disease. And vitiligo disease, for those that don't know, was really made popular by the late, great Michael Jackson when he started having discoloration of his skin. So for me, you know, all of a sudden I started noticing white blotches, especially on my hands. And after about 2 or 3 months, it literally looked like somebody had, you know, speckled drops of bleach on both of my hands. I had a tremendous amount of, you know, discoloration in the hands. And honestly, you know, I was freaking out. A lot of people who haven't seen a picture of me, you know, I'm a little bit darker complected. So it was really noticeable. It was really, you know, not a good thing. So I went and saw a variety of dermatologists, and basically it all came back that vitiligo is an autoimmune disease, and it's not something that we don't understand why you got it or how you got it. And quite frankly, you know, there's not much we can do about it. So let me ask you, what are your thoughts on autoimmune in general before I tell people what I did?
Well, here's the thing that I love when you started out. You said, I want to talk about autoimmune disease. It's a very personal thing for me because I had one. And I hope that the listeners out there are going, wait, you had one? You mean you still don't have one? You mean once you're diagnosed with something, you can actually get rid of it, even if it's a distinct autoimmune disease? That's the thing that I'm most excited about, because I'll make this brief because I know you have a story and I love your stories. When I think about autoimmune disease, I think about, the immune system has definitely got confused and started to, for some reason, attack itself, us. And it's all about understanding that story. Like, what's going on? What created the confusion? And usually when you identify and treat the cause, you can also had a disease. I don't think I said that right, but it can be in the past tense. You can shed the diagnosis. You don't have to live and be confined and identified by your diagnosis.
You're so right, and I'm glad you picked up on it. And I said that had. I didn't even consciously say that. I said it because you're right. I don't have vitiligo anymore. It has not only not come back, but what I was able to do was do something that my dermatologist said was not possible, and that was get repigmentation of the skin cells that had depigmented. And let me tell you how I did it. So obviously, I was freaking out. I was totally freaking out. I was like, oh my God, I can't have this. What if it spreads to my face? You know, blah, blah, blah. Vanity. You know?
Oh, that and, face. And oh, that deer face.
Exactly. So when I did all my research, I narrowed it down to three things. One, stress. And that was the biggest thing. And at that time, I did have a tremendous, and I mean tremendous amount of work and personal stress in my life. Two, I realized that I was vitamin and minerally deficient, and I wasn't taking in the right amount of nutrients into my body. Now, remember, guys, this is 2005, 2006. I wasn't even, you know, knowing about juicing or anything like that then. And then the third thing was, for vitiligo in particular, you know, a lack of any amount of real sunlight causes more vitamin D deficiency. And so those three things were the three things that, after reading hundreds and hundreds of people's posts on the internet and all that, I was like, okay, it seems like those are the three things that are compromising my immune system. And those three things are making my immune system, you know, turn on itself and attack the good, healthy, you know, skin cells, and basically take the, you know, kill those skin cells. So here's what I did. I literally got myself out of the stress that I was under, and I changed kind of career path, and then I also got out of a, you know, relationship that wasn't healthy.
Wow.
So I removed that stress.
You know, it's so funny when I, you know, we... I gotta love it, because I always say in my practice and in my life, it's like, hey, the body is meant to heal itself. All we have to do is figure out and remove the obstacles to cure. And so, of course, sometimes right. that can be a food allergen. Sometimes that can be a deficiency in a vitamin. And sometimes, as you well put it, it can be a relationship and it can be a job, which is another relationship. But
exactly.
Good point.
Exactly. So step two, I started taking a concoction of vitamins that I found, you know, on the internet to ironically boost your immune system, B-O-O-S-T at that point. And so now it's quite funny that, at, you know, 6 years later, I'm in the vitamin business. So I started taking those concoction of piriform vitamins at that time. And then three, I was absolutely regimented and militant about sitting outside for 15 minutes a day. That's it. No more, no less. Any sunny day, and luckily living in California, there's plenty of those, especially in Southern Cal, I would sit outside and I would get sunlight for 15 minutes a day. And the unbelievable thing, I wish I could show everybody a before and after picture of my hands, but basically after 4 months of this process, with eliminating stress, taking a immune-boosting combination of vitamins, and then, you know, activating those vitamins with 15 minutes of sunlight a day, I literally had complete repigmentation in my hands and a few other areas. And to this day, I've continued to do all three of those things. Obviously, I don't get the sunlight every day like I want, but I've continued to do those things, and now I take my vitamins in liquid form, and, you know, knock on wood, which I will do, I have not had any recurring vitiligo. It has not come back, and to be honest, it is the thing that always makes me, you know, I'm always like, okay, I need to keep doing this stuff because I don't want it to ever come back. And for me, you know, it was an amazing journey. It was an amazing journey that's led me to where I am.
And I love it. And here's the thing, you know, I mean, in vitiligo, is certainly it's an autoimmune condition, depigmentation. I got 60 seconds here. So I want to say, like, but people come to my practice, and I mean, with rheumatoid arthritis, scleroderma, all these autoimmune conditions. And Hashimoto's thyroiditis. I'm actually speaking in New York next week about this particular subject. And basically, when we understand what's going on and why the immune system, the thing is about autoimmune conditions, you can put yourself on enough steroids to get it under control, but it hasn't stopped the autoimmune condition. We have to, when we find out there is something like that, we got to stop the autoimmune condition. And usually it's, like you said, it's stress, it's gut bacteria, it is nutrient depletions and things like that. So as always, Ray Dustar, telling the story, telling the truth. I'm Dr. Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine on Radio MD. If you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Your Radio MD, you'll find out so much more. Stay tuned.